Welcome to the Saturday Examine. This week's readings have held as much challenge and warning as comfort and reassurance. Much of this is about the cost of discipleship. Actual persecution and threat on account of our faith are not the experience of everyone. But it can be difficult to be a person of faith within a culture of cynicism and suspicion about religion, or when our faith brings us into conflict with prevailing cultural attitudes. It may be our own inner doubts and questions that make it difficult for us to hold on to gospel values. Has there been any sense of struggle as you have listened to this week's readings? Jesus draws a sharp contrast between a religion of empty observance and a religion of the heart. Justice, mercy, and faith are what he asks of us, rather than blind legalism. Have you found a sense within yourself of wanting to grow in these virtues? Herod is drawn to John the Baptist's preaching, but cannot follow it through. What has made it possible or difficult for you to follow the teachings of Jesus and the example of his life? Have there been particular graces that you have found yourself hoping that God would give you in response to this week's readings? Take the time you need to connect with those desires and hopes, or any contrary anxieties and fears. What kind of disciple do you long to be? Thank you. Jesus urges us to stay awake, to be alert to the signs of his presence and action in the world. Have there been any such signs in your life this week? Take time now to speak to God from your heart and to ask for a renewal of whatever graces seem most needful in your life at this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.